Okay, Simon Chav Dalet, Din im nimtza tas a psul b'sefer Torah, the din, if you find a tas or a psul in the sefer Torah, ubay yud bay sifer. Fine, im nimtza aleph, im nimtza sefer Torah psul machmas tas. Let's say you find a sefer Torah that's psul because of a mistake, right? Im hutas gomer, if it's a legitimate mistake, ain karen boy, you can't read from the sefer Torah. So you can sefer Torah achri, you have to get another sefer Torah. And the command simon ayin tes sif yud. Right? Fine. Ezu taz gomer. So, what is considered a legitimate mistake? Let's say there's something extra, an extra letter or a word miss or a letter missing. Or if one letter got swapped out. Right? It has to be a mistake where the kriya is going to be different, right? If instead of simim, which means twins, right, it was it's writ si'aimim, migrashayan, migrashayhem, with a nun instead of a endomum. Shapira, even though it means the same thing, since the reading is not the same, havitos gomer, that's a legitimate mistake. You need to get a new Sefer Torah. And even if it's in a situation, or also it's a situation where you can still read it the way you're supposed to, but it's written in a way that the Pirish is going to be different. Parashas Truma says, Amma v'chetzi rochbay, an amma and a half is the width. In b'makom rochbay, nimtza kasav rochba, Behei, right? Afal pishi chan likris es habeis b'chaylam. Even though you could theoretically read the beis rach bai with a chaylam or bow, rach bai or rach bow, and it would still be read the same way. Mikomaka im kumik shakasher shekasher shehu kasev. Since the way you write it, havitaz shem mishtana hapirish, because it's a mistake that would change the name, right? Is because rach ba with a hey means her width. And Rach Bai is its width or his width. So Avigam Kain Taz Gomer, that's also considered a Taz Gomer. But let's say the mistake is not in the reading and not in the Pirish. If it says Avay Sam with a Vav after the Beis, Nimtza Beloy Vav, it doesn't have a Vav there. So you're going to still read it exactly the same way, and it's going to mean the same thing, right? Aleph Vez Vav Sof Mem, or if Aleph Vez Sof Mem is going to say the same thing. I behipach, or the opposite. V'chein im b'makom shetzarach liyos malei, if the place where the word has to be full, meaning yud shimushis, with the yud which you're using the yud. Sometimes the yud is extra, and sometimes the yud is part of the actual what we call the shurish of the word. Going avay seichem, right? Nimtza chaser yud. If you say avay seichem is missing the yud, ayve hefech. V'cheinim kiyotz, chein kol kiyotz. Is that ein matzi and sefer Torah achri? You don't take out another sefer Torah for that, right? Because again, anytime the letter doesn't affect the reading and the translation, then it's not a problem. And the reason for this is a very interesting reason. Meaning the Sefer Torah is puzzled, it's not written correct. So what are you going to do? Go take a different Sefer Torah? Well, who says that one's correct? Because our Sefer Torah are not done properly. Right? But if it's missing a yud of the shayrish, kigoyin, of the root of the word, kigoyin, malach, hagar, altiri, now, what is it to you, Hagar? Don't be scared. Ksiv tiri below yud achar atav, and he wrote tiri without a yud after the tav. Oy al tira Avram, ksiv tira. Right, it says without the yud. Trichin lahaytzi sefer Torah acher. You need to take out another sefer Torah because that's tira. The word yare is part. The word the yud is very much part of the word. Ayin shari frayim shavav sif yud v'fisli sharam sham. Nimtza teva achas chaluka chenirus kishtayim. But let's say you have a space in a word, so the word looks like it's two different words. Oishin is skarvu shtei tevas, or if two words are so close together, chenirus kaachas, and it looks like one. Latina k'dula kaman sif hey, meaning when you show it to a child, which we'll see. Nimsa teva yisera, or there's a whole extra word, benchi teva zara, whether it's a just a strange word, meaning it's just extra, she'en kan makoim klal, where it doesn't belong there at all, benchi nifta teva achas kfula, or maybe a sefer wrote the word twice. I am a sefer kestas a sefer madura tinyana lishka simon dalet sif katan zayin. The kestas a sefer is the Bible on these, on one of the Bibles on these dinim. V'chein im nimtza shinui, and if you find the shinui b'tzuras a parshias in the parshias, like because last week there was no pay or samach in the whole parshias, one long thing, right? So you have sometimes you have a space. Well, let's read. Gagan psucha b'makam stuma. If you have it, it's an open parsha instead of a closed. Right, so right, we said, what do we say in the how do we say? We said in the last simon, how does it go? What is the difference between a psuch and a stuma? They mean they don't fill in the a psucha, they just don't, they start on the next line, but a stuma. They leave nine spaces, nine letter spaces, and then it continues on the same line. Right, stuma is closed, psucha is open. Right, I stuma b'makom psucha, or it's closed in place where it's supposed to be open. I have sick parsha b'makom she'en etzaruch, or there's a stop in the parsha where you don't need it. I b'makom she'tzaruch lias hefsik parsha. If you have a hefsik of parsha ve'ena and you don't have it, call elu psulim gemurim. Those are all legitimate psulim. But you have to really be a bucky to, in order to catch this, you have to really be a bucky to know if it's a samach or a pay, right? Okay, gimel nimsa shenidvak ois laois. If you see letters are touching each other, zim nira shenidvak laachar aksiva. If it looks like they came connected after it happened, like ink fell or the ink ran or something like that, or what could also happen is sometimes you can have saliva from the balkaira or from the guy getting the brachas, and it can make the ink run a little bit. So if they, it happened afterwards, so then kosher, the sefer Torah is kosher. You should still fix it, but the bottom line is sefer Torah is kosher. Kosher lo nishtano tzuras ha'osis, as long as obviously it doesn't change the form of the letters and it doesn't change what's supposed to be written there. But if it seems like it was written that way, then it depends how. If it got connected before the letter was finished, kugain nun pshuta. Let's say you have a standard nun, right? Shenidbaka beemtzaisa, that in the middle of the letter was connected beregel tov, the regel of a letter tov, right? V'chadoima, then it's puzzle. You can go in during the week, you can go scrape it. But if the attachment was done at the end of the ice, right? Then it's kosher. Meaning, let's say you had a vav after a tuf, and then they got attached. Then it became attached. Right? Meaning there was already a tuf, and then the vav was also fine, and then the tav somehow got connected to the vav. So each letter was written properly. So then it's yesh lahachshir. Then the writing of it is kosher. And you don't need to take out a second sefer Torah. Dalin nimtza ois shehifsi tzura. So if you have a ois that its tzura was lost, bein shehaya came mitchilas aksiva, bein shenasa acharkach hayidei nekev. Let's say it happened from the beginning, or a hole. There was a hole in the parchment, right, which made the letter look bad. So then it's possible. Aval nimn it's a neck of toich ois. But if you have a hole in an actual letter, I mean chutz lois, or outside a letter, ois b'tzurasei, and the ois, but the letter still has its form. Ela she'en emuk of gvil. It doesn't. It's not surrounded with parchment. Every letter in the Sefer Torah has to have gvil, means parchment. It needs to be surrounded by parchment. So here, the letter is not surrounded because there's a hole in the parchment. And it's recognizable that the hole is after the ksiva. Kosher, it's kosher, even the v'shas ksiva. Since at the time of the ksiva, ha'yamuk of gvil, when it was written, there was no hole there. So there was parchment around each letter. Fine. So im kofza hadiyoi me'eza ois, if the literally means if it jumps, if the ink jumps from one letter, meaning it ran a little bit, so it's not black, so then that's possible. You need to make sure it's very, very black. If there's a suffix with any letter, and you're not sure if the letter was written properly, so what do? You show it to a tinuk who's not so smart, and he's not too stupid. Meaning he doesn't understand what we're trying to get out of him. Meaning he has to be old enough that he reads letters, but it can't be old enough to realize that we're relying on him to make this Sefer Torah kosher. Simkara Karoi, if you show him the word and he reads it properly, so it's kosher. Vimlav, it's possible. Vimatinoikas Mechulak, and let's say you show it to a bunch of kids and they each one has a different opinion. Halchanachar Arav, you go with the majority. Right? Yeah. Vidafka, that's the David Emes that says that Vidafka Shana Musupak and Mayalatinik. The only time you use a child is when we're not sure. Mashum Da'az Lahavi Rak Gili Milsa Ba'am. You're using the katan when we're not sure what the letter looks like. So you're going to use a katan to figure it out for us. Right? Same way like when you use a magnifying lens on a lulav and an eser. You're not using it to make it kosher a puzzle. You're not sure what it looks like to the naked eye. So you're going to use something to help you out. So same thing, the kid helps you make the decision. But if we see that the eyes is not proper, let's say the yuds of the aleph, right, the edges of the aleph are the little yuds, those are all puzzle, because a kid will look at the word, they'll say, oh, I can see that's a tough, that's an ayin, that's an aleph. Yeah, but it's still not done properly. So since we see that the ice is not done properly. Vav, kishamaron latinik, when you show it to the tinik, ain't srikhan lachasis loy oisias shalachra. You don't have to cover the oisias that are after. Avla oisias shalafanov, but the letters that are in front of it, noyag and lachasis, that you cover it. Because if you don't cover it, the kid is going to look at the words and form a word in his head, and then he's going to figure it out. Vim nisak eza ois ben nekev. And if there was a letter that was broken in a hole, with meaning there's a hole there, and you have some of the word above the hole and some of the word below the hole, if it has a shear, if there's enough of a measurement, right? Meaning you have like a, there's a certain thickness to a letter aleph, and then there's a hole there that thins it out. So what you have to do is cover over the part that's under the nekev before you show it to the kid. Why? Because a tinek is going to combine it as ed. And really the words do not combine. Right? Meaning you have to cover it over. You have to see if the vav without the hole in part of the vav will look like a vav, because maybe it'll look like a yud. Or maybe it look like a endonym. So mameli, you have to cover over the bottom part of the letter so the kid could just zoom in on that part. And the same thing, if the ink came off a part of an ice, and you could see how we just had in tonight's daf, there's some sort of marking is still left. So you have to cover it. So the tinek won't start combining it in his head and say, oh, I know what letter it is, right? So that's why you have to cover over everything that will not cloud the kid's judgment. Okay. It's a little technical because most of us are not ciphering, but okay. We'll stop over there and everybody should have a fine night and we should hear Basura's Tovus.